Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Good morning. Welcome to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610 on this Friday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show is Jace. All right. Looking at weather, it's 83 down on the island. They say it feels like 91. That's a pretty big difference there, but 83 anyway. Winds will be south at 15 to 25 today with partly cloudy skies with a high of 87. Tonight, mainly clear with a low of 82. South winds 10 to 20. And then for tomorrow, sun and a few passing clouds, high of 88. South winds 15 to 25. Higher wind gusts possible. Goodness. Well, it's June the 6th, and it's still blowing. At least it laid down yesterday morning. That bay turned off just like glass. The wind was up during the first hour and kept going down and turned off really nice. All right, looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. So we have four of them. We just had a high occur at 4:07 a.m. at the Galveston Channel. It was 1.3, and we have a low coming up at 9:30 a.m. It's a 1.1, a high at 12:34 p.m. a 1.2, and then a low tonight at 8:37 p.m. at 0.0. 6:19 a.m. at sunrise, 8:17 p.m. sunset, and our moon phase, 73%. All right, looking at the buoy offshore, it's showing a south-southeast wind out there at 18 to 20. It's 83-degree air temperature and 83-degree water. And at Eagle Point, it's south at 16, gusting to 21. Water temp 85, air temperature 87. At Morgan's Point, it's 81 degrees with 84-degree water with a south-southeast wind at 14 to 16. So, starting off a little breezy, but be nice if it laid down like yesterday. We'll see. Anyway. All right, well, let's get started off with the old hammer this morning from over in the Tri-Bay area and check in with Captain Glenn Hammond and see what he's up to. Good morning, Glenn. What's up?
Good morning, Captain Mickey.
What How is are you, going buddy? On? I'm good as I can be. Astros kept me up late, so I'm a little slow this morning. a little, you know, sleepless drug brain a little bit, but I'm good to go.
3.5 hour rain delay.
Oh, no. Well, at least I got to watch the UT and Texas Tech girls softball and then switch over back and forth till that game was over. So we'll have a game
UT
three.
UT pull it out?
No, they lost 4-3. They had had a lot of errors and stupid stuff they did. I'm not really. I'm pulling for both of them, two Texas teams.
Right,
at least Oklahoma's
right.
not going to win it for the fifth year in a row. So,
well, our week has been pretty decent around here. Starting off Monday and Tuesday, we had southeast winds blowing. It was blowing kind of stiff early in the mornings, but then it laid back during the day. So it seems like it, you know, earlier in the week was good. As far as fishing, I couldn't tell you. My wife and I have been on this front porch steps and stairs, power washing and replacing the old boards. You know, I guess the deck's about 12 years old, and some of the boards have just got to be replaced, and that's what we've been doing for the last few days. Trying to get out there early before it gets too hot, and not working out. It seems like by the time I get out there, it's about 11 o'clock. And anyway, we're getting it done. Starting to look real, real good, and then we're going to paint. But no, this morning we got 17 miles an hour, Captain Mickey, south, southeast. And I haven't even been out on the porch, but I'm looking at the little machine and 17. So I believe that it's probably a little stronger than that. But no fishing reports on this end at all. I mean, from anybody. I haven't talked to anybody that's been out. I don't know what they're doing. Water seems, our tides were decent. They went out late yesterday afternoon. I was looking back there, and I could see the reef start sticking out right before dark. But it's a slow outgoing, and I think that's what's probably going to – hopefully we do good today. But I'm going to hit the door running here in a little bit, and I don't know what those tides are going to do. It's going out, but it's just a sagging, slow sagging outgoing.
Yeah, so we're on weak tides right now, very weak. Well, best ones at night, you know, that late tide, that outgoing. That's a strong one.
I got a father and a son, or father and a grandson, or whatever, coming today, and he's 12. The little boy's 11. I think he's 11 years old, and he's over 90 pounds, so he's a big old boy. They're going to come with me this morning. I'm going to meet him at 7 o'clock. And see if we can't get out there and shake them up. I don't mind the wind blowing, but the kind of fishing we're going to be doing, I mean, it really don't matter. Just rattling those old corks with some big old hop-o-matics underneath it. But let's see, just our weather, you know, it's drying out quick. I had to do some watering yesterday on some plants. I say that all of our puddles and stuff had just dried up. But the water was standing long enough that we got a pretty good set of mosquitoes in here.
I was just fixing to mention that
the last couple
mosquito crop is nasty, man.
We had a plane buzz us twice yesterday morning, went over once and then came back over flying real low. So I know what they were doing. They got a little spraying project down here, you know, and every once in a while, those mesquites come out of that marsh, and they're man, I'm telling you, they draw some blood, buddy. and if it's not that, we got those green just biting flies, big old biting flies, man. I don't know, but just life at the coast. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, Georgia, I feed this great blue heron, Captain Mickey, and. You know, I seen him eat field mice and stuff, but he ate a little marsh hen the other day, a baby marsh hen. And I never, it was a rail, the type of bird it was. So it was a rail.
Could have been just a gallinule, a rail, or something, yeah.
You know what I mean? Little bitty old guy. I didn't know they'd do that. I've been wasting all that money buying that big old bird cigar.
Cruel, man.
Spanish sardines. And then here he is. He's eating everything in the marsh. But that's just the way it is. That's survival of the fittest, I guess.
The other morning coming in here to the studio, I was getting to where I have to turn right and slow down on the highway I live on. And I look up ahead and I saw something crawling across the road. It was a big old rat, and I was going to run over it if I could, and then all of a sudden this big, huge owl from a light pole just swoops down and just pounces on that rat, and I had to slow down, and I just went around looking at that owl, and he was just turning his head looking at me like, I'm not letting go of this rat. He had him a good one. He had it in his talons.
He had a death grip on it.
Yeah, if I had been paying attention, I'd have got both of them, the rat and the owl.
We were running over to Liverpool yesterday, and on the back roads on 523, we've seen this big old dead alligator right on the shoulder of the road. Not off in the grass, and this son of a gun was about 7 foot long.
Yep,
Just about 5 minutes after we passed that gator, about 3 minutes after I passed a game warden passed me going the other way, and he was pulling a flatbed trailer. And I looked at Melinda and I said, "You know what? I bet that game warden
going to load that gator up." Yep.
And guess what? When we came back, that gator was gone.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess somebody would have probably stopped and got the toenails and the teeth and the skin, and I don't know. I don't know what they do with them
when they pick them up off and go barbecue it. That's what they do in Louisiana.
That's right. Roadkill, baby.
That's it.
Roadkill.
Yeah, I was pulling down a Sabine Pass one time in the dark, and a welding truck was in front of me, and he hit one about 8 or 10 feet long, and it made the back tires come off the ground. I mean, he nailed that alligator. And it just kept slithering over to the side of the road to crawl in the ditch. But he ran smooth over it.
Yeah, it's we hadn't seen any right
here. Volkswagen.
I know across the intercoastal canal over on the Brazoria Wildlife Refuge, there's tons of gators. We don't see them too many over here in the old intercoastal or the intercoastal canal or... I haven't seen a gator on this side since I've been down here.
You know, sometimes they'll get in the surf. You know, you see that a lot down on the Bolivar end. A lot of those gators down that way, they'll end up in the surf for whatever reason. I guess they're hunting food. I don't know.
Well, them son of a guns can just stay away, as far as I'm concerned. This year's the first year I've only killed one little tiny rattlesnake, and hopefully... the birds are taking care of those too. Something's killing the rattlesnakes, and it could be somebody said that king snake will kill a rattlesnake. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, if you've got them down there, I've never seen a
I told you I seen about a 5-footer the other day. I ran downstairs to go see what it was, and it was a yellow spotted. It was a black snake with yellow spots on him. And sure enough, I looked him up. It was a king snake.
Yeah. The ones I'm talking about are the blue indigos like they have in South Texas. They eat rattlesnakes.
Suck them on down, buddy. Well, bait camps, from what I hear and from what I see, are holding a decent amount of shrimp. Matter of fact, yesterday early, they ran out of shrimp and all they had was croakers.
Yeah.
So, I just check around with each bait camp, kind of call them, touch base with them, see what's going on. But anyway, there's some shrimp and croakers mixed in. It depends on what you want to fish with this time. But they got it, and they got dead bait, fresh dead, bun minnows, finger mullet, and all that stuff. I used to carry a cast net on my boat when I catch all my own bait, but it's been a long time since I had a cast net.
Your customers signed up in the Star Tournament?
You know what? I hope they are. I sure hope they are. Yeah, and I encourage them.
They're catching some tagged reds this week, and that's good.
Lord have mercy. Yeah,
them reds are biting, and they're catching them. So there's been a few caught that weren't in the tournament, but, hey, got to sign up. Can't win if you're not in it.
Have you ever caught a tagged one?
I don't know, about 9 or 10 years ago, and then I had a customer catch one about 20 years ago that wasn't in it.
So,
of course, I don't qualify. So I just threw it back.
No.
About a
20. I was in the captain's part of it. I got in the captain's part of it to where if somebody on your boat catches a tagged red, then your name can go in it, you know.
Right.
Another
That's
drawing.
A good deal for their guides to get in, because there's not that many names go in that as far as the guides in, and sure increases your chances of winning something really nice.
Yeah, that Star Tournament, that's cool. It's a little bit for something for everybody, and I encourage everybody if they can to join
it. Yeah, whether you boat fish, bank fish, pier fish,
that's
it doesn't
right.
matter.
It doesn't matter.
You never know when the next bite could... Could be a
that's right.
Could be a game changer,
bud. That lucky one. That's right, buddy.
Yes, sir. All right, man. Well, Throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come over and fish with you, Glenn.
Yes, sir, Captain Mickey, and I appreciate you, buddy. They can always reach me at 713-208-0683. And right. Y'all have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you Sunday morning, buddy.
Get George some mullet so he'll quit eating up the wildlife.
I'm going to. Man, that upset me. Like I had to get over it.
It's just nature, man.
All right, buddy. Y'all have a good one. Bye.
Wrong end of the food chain. All right. See you, man. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the 36th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament. It's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Sign up today. You can take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships. That's for inshore and offshore divisions. 120 tagged redfish have been released in Texas inshore waters. Gives you a good shot at catching a new boat or a boat and truck package together. And you never know. You got to sign up to win. And you can fish for other species inshore like gaff top, drum, and sheephead, and offshore fish for great prizes, too, when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Real easy to enter. Go to startournament.org. That'll give you all your info on rules, entry, and prize information in the CCA Star Tournament. It's brought to you by great sponsors like Mercury Marine, Lone Star Beer, Hall Power Polaris, Mouty Boats, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, ABC 13, Cryptech, and Coastline Trailers. Again, go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222. Sign up today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:18 here in the Bayou City. Let's slide up to Fayette County Reservoir and check in with our good friend Bob Green. see what the bass are doing this week. Bob, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you doing, man?
Oh, I'm fine. You know, those mornings when I don't have to fish, I still can't sleep past 3 o'clock in the morning, 3:30.
Well, you get in that routine, you know, and it'll do that to you.
Oh, it'll do it all right. But, no, I fished earlier this week because we've got trying to get our church property all straightened up for the weekend because they have the homecoming. All the Ledbetter folks show up, and then they have a big fish fry at the fire department. So, anyway, yeah, I fished Monday through Wednesday and then took off to do this. So,
what kind of fish do y'all fry? Catfish?
Yeah, they do catfish and little chunks. It's always really good, too. So.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, I really like my catfish kind of thin and crispy, you know, not the thick stuff, but
right.
It's all good. It's an every year deal. So, but I tell you what, the fishing has really surprised me on the fish that we're catching right now. I'm not 9-pound fish, but I'm talking solid five
just
and sixes,
good solid
and four
five
and a half.
And sixes. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, these fish are mostly coming from, I mean, we're still fishing. I mean, getting out there just a little, right at daylight, what it amounts to, and throwing a rattle trap or even the chatterbait, you know, running it through there because they're eating on shad.
Right.
Not anything like they normally do. I mean, that shad run has not been near what it has been in the past, and I don't know why that is, and neither is anybody else. But, you know, you can pick up, you know, if you can pick up, you know, 8 or 10 or 12 fish first thing in the morning, I mean, that's a little jump shot because you're going to hit that stupid lull. And it's been like that for, most of this, I'm from March, April, you know, May, we're into June now. Usually it starts kind of slacking off a little more in June, the hotter it gets, but. You're still picking up those. It's still worth that early, that early bite. But I'm seeing more people waiting, kind of letting that lull go by and showing up more around 8:30 or 9, and then going from there. Of course, by then, 12 to 20 foot deep, 14 to 20 foot seems to be one of the main. 14 has been kind of the most consistent, and. Yeah. Excuse me.
That's all right.
Carolina rigs. I mean, one day they'll want the old creature-looking baits, or next day they want red bug. And next day, it just during the day. Normally, when I have two people in the boat, I have one with watermelon red and one with red bug, and then if somebody else has something they want to try, and then all of a sudden you add another color to the deal. So. Just a matter of getting it in where the fish are. That's what it amounts to. So, and it seemed like roadbeds and offs at the end of the points are best. But after about 8:30 or 9, I haven't caught a fish shallow.
Right.
And there's so much growth around. The lake's up. I mean, it's it's on the bottom of the gorge. Right now, so I mean that's not from rain; that's from being pumped in. So, and if you can see all the matted stuff up shallow, and there's some kind of a bloom of some kind that I don't even know what it is. It's just kind of like a big wad of, like a big loogie you run your lure through,
So, right.
And then another real stringy grass and. We even threw some frogs up in it the other day just to see if we could get a hit, and I think we had a perch or something hit it one.
Yeah.
When they start dropping this lake, you won't be able to get it through any of that. if they drop it, I don't know if they will or not. Water temperature is 87, holding consistent around 87 degrees. That's not as warm as it can get. But August, we may hit 90s, 92, something like that. But in the old days, that would hit 100 degrees out there. And that was back when the fish would school, believe it or not. The hotter it was, the more they schooled.
It seemed that way, didn't it?
It did seem that way. But I know that's going way back because it's been, what, at least eight years since we saw fish school like they used to.
It's been a while.
And even then, it's nobody can tell you why, though. I haven't heard any reports.
Don't give me the line. Parking. I couldn't tell you.
Well, somebody was saying, well, they're schooling. They're just doing it under the water. I said, well, no, that's feeding. That's not really schooling, you know. A little different on that one, so. But other than that, I mean, we've had some pretty stable weather. I mean, every once in a while, one of those little squalls would come in, or you look at it first thing in the morning, you see, okay, well, it's coming in from the west, but according to the forecast, it's going to split. Well, it split okay, then turned around and came back in with a vengeance from the south and run us off the water a week and a half ago. We managed to catch two or three fish, and then, boy, it was blowing in white capping over the side of the boat.
Oh, man.
So, the bilge pumps kicked on working full time, so I think we'd take this to the barn and send them home. And then 30 minutes later, it was perfect weather. I'm thinking, oh, crud. We could have just went right back out. So. Well, sometimes you make the wrong decision. Sometimes you make the right decision.
Y'all been getting much rain out there, out your way, some of these storms?
It'll storm a little bit up in Giddings, which is, 9 miles up the road.
Yeah.
Or it'll storm in Brenham, which is about 25 miles down the road.
Right.
And miss us completely.
Yeah. So, that's weird how that works around the water. We had storms coming at me the other day, and, boy, they got close to that bay, and they just, fizzled out, just tore apart.
Well, it always seemed like, normally you can play them out. I mean, I know it's dangerous to do that. You may see the lightning up far off or something like that, and the prediction shows that it split. Oh, no, it's not going to come here. Then all of a sudden, you say, yeah. So probably getting off the water is the best thing to do, and then just letting it pass.
It is.
We've done that a couple of times, and go back out right after that and not catch anything, or go right back out and load up. So
it's better to be safe than sorry. But
safe than sorry.
Rather be a live chicken than a dead duck.
Yeah.
How many times did your parents say that to you when you were growing up?
Oh, gosh, no telling. And I probably I listened, but it probably went here and out the other.
Yeah.
But no, they always get smarter the older I got. You know?
Right.
Birch. Yeah. We always think we're smarter, but that goes. They lived life a lot longer than we had. Everything's clicking along just like it should be doing, during June. And June, I've always had really good luck all the way through June. It's when we start getting into July and August.
Oh, June's a great month. I mean, saltwater and freshwater, it's still good.
Yeah.
I think once so hot, then y'all's fishing kind of tapers off, and it's mostly, fishing deep the rest of the year.
Yeah, and I really like worm fishing deep. I mean, whether it's our Carolina rig, you set that hook, and you don't know if you're stuck on the bottom or not until you feel a little bit of a head shake. You know you've got a 5-pound plus fish.
Yeah, it's a good one. When you set the hook, has that hung up feel, and all of a sudden it starts moving and head shaking. That's a good one.
Oh, absolutely.
I like that. That's fun.
And that's what's going on right now, too, those deep fish like that. Them shallow ones are going to come up to run, but they're going to, especially if you're in 3 and 4 foot of water, they're going to run sideways a little bit, and you got three people fishing, you're going to have little tied-up lines run together. But it's a lot of fun. And the water's in good shape. I mean, it's not nasty looking like it had been several times this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty. I tell you what, you can see a snake real easy. Had one crawl up on the back of the boat a couple weeks ago, and the guy pulled up there by myself at the dock. He said, "Who's your passenger?" I said, "What?" I'm trying to think, there's an empty boat sitting there except for that snake crawled up the engine on the back. And I said, "Oh, crap, I'm going to get him out of there." And he said, "Oh, you just wave at him." And he waved at him, and he went off the other way. And I was sure glad he went the other way and not up underneath the console somewhere.
Yeah, you don't want that, boy.
Had that happen.
It's a venomous snake.
Yeah, I think these were just little water snakes.
Water snake, yeah. Grab it by the tail, sling it out.
It's still just a snake.
I used to watch a buddy of mine. He'd reach down the bottom of a pit blind and grab a water moccasin by the tail and just sling it out of there. I'm going, man, oh, man.
Oh, no. No.
Not me, buddy.
You see how fast some of them snakes are.
Yeah. No. Yeah,
I'm not bold enough for that.
I've lost a step or two. I'm not doing that. No way, man.
Well, I had one crawled across a lady's arm in the boat one day. We had went up there for a spring break. And she was sitting on the outside edge, and it rolled. It went across the back of her arm, and, you know, from her rear went across. Oh, and she was real, you know, she just said snake. Yeah. Oh, so anyway.
Didn't take her in for her to change clothes after that. Golly.
Oh, well, she was a trooper. She took it in step, you know, no problem. So got him out of the boat. That was the main thing. But, you know, just a thought of one hiding in there somewhere while you're out there driving across the lake
about
or fishing.
That. He had one under his console, but it was a rattlesnake. When he let his boat down out of a boat lift. Yeah, that's kind of a not so nice way to start your day off when you're a gad. You got to get a rattlesnake out under your console. That's right there, you know, where you stand behind the steering wheel. That's right there at your feet. Oh, boy. Not me.
Well, kind of world he get it out?
I don't know, but he got it out of there.
All right,
Bob. Well, hey, man, y'all have fun with your church fish fry and all that this weekend. Somebody wants to come out and play some bass fishing.
Yeah, it's pretty good right now. So it's 281-460-9200. You can look on Facebook, too, and give us a holler. Y'all have a great morning and a good weekend.
Hey, thank you, Bob. You too, bud. See you,
no
man.
No problem.
Okay. Later. All right, that's Bob Green up on Fayette County. You know, folks, AnglerU is committed to steadily expanding its library of videos to cover every topic under the sun when it comes to fishing. They have weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast by the best guides and tournament anglers with decades of experience. And they're steadily expanding its library of videos to cover all topics. They're archived. That way you can see patterns over time. They're educational videos with instructional topics. They cover all aspects of saltwater fishing for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, tarpon. Whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking, AnglerU's got you covered. Just go to AnglerU.com to become a member today. You can receive great discounts from their partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods. This will save you a ton of money. Go to AnglerU.com. That's AnglerU.com and improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 4:36 here in the Bayou City. Let's run over to Matagorda now. Let's check in with Captain Tommy Alexander. Tommy boy, what's up?
What's up, Mickey?
How's it going, man?
Oh, it's going. Another day. I'm tired.
You're going. Everybody's
going.
It's Friday. It's fishing season.
Yeah. It's just been a long week. Days like my sixth day in a row or something. I don't know. It's been a long week. Well, it started last week. You know, I was bass fishing. I bass fished like 3 days in a row and then came straight back. Saltwater fish 2 days in a row, and then I had 1 day off, and then now I'm on like six in a row or seven in a row in Matagorda. So,
man,
I'm just tired.
That's getting it. Yeah.
We got the Texas Trio today, so it's Matagorda's got a lot of people around. Today and tomorrow, right?
Texas Trio.
Yeah, right. Today is artificial division, and tomorrow is the bait division. So, it's like two separate tournaments, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fishing just today, the artificial division.
Trout, red, and a flounder.
Well, it's actually three trout now. It's three trout, one red, one flounder.
Oh, okay.
So, three, but they're all on the spot. You know, it's not one of the deals where you weigh them.
Three under 20.
Yes, three under 20, one red, one flounder. So, you need like three right at 20-inch trout, and then a good red and a flounder.
Right.
Something, you know, like 20 pounds is a...
Yeah, three-pound trout, an 8-pound red, and a 5-pound flounder. That ought to get a check.
That would do it.
That would do
it. And, well, you know, I hadn't seen a lot of big flounder lately. Well, people are catching a lot of flounder. I mean, I'm hearing a lot of flounder catches, but not a lot of big flounder.
Yeah,
you know, they
I'm seeing a lot of threes and fours,
yes,
you know, at the biggest, but no big doormats yet.
No, I haven't seen anything big. They had a flounder tournament over here a week or two ago, and like a 3-1 won it.
Yeah.
It just not a lot of big flounder coming in, you know, lately.
Right.
I mean, people are catching them. They're just not, I'm not hearing big ones. So that could be a bonus if someone slipped up and caught a big one of those.
Right.
And you know how it is. You always need a good red, some sort at least. I mean, depending on what you got, everything else, but I mean, you need some sort at least a pretty solid red.
Yeah, they're having that 56th annual, whatever it is, the that Hall of Fame fishing tournament. I think it's 52nd annual. And Flounder in that tournament is three on the board is a 420, a 346, and a 342. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, I'd take that four for sure. I'd take any of them.
I promise you.
I'd take any keeper flounder right now. Just have it out of my...
Get Nick Speck is 332. Yes. That's a fatty under 20
that's
inches.
A fatty under. That's
Got a 332, a 320, and a 291.
332 is a solid one for under.
Yeah.
But we fish that, you know, we fish a couple tournaments every year that are, like the Haney owner tournament, it's got to be in the slot on that deal. And we've been doing that every year. And you get you one three or over, it's a pretty solid one in the slot.
Sure.
You know, we won the trial division in that last year, and ours was like a 3-2. And it was fat. It was really fat. It was a solid fish. I mean, I've caught them, even this week, I've been measuring and kind of keeping up with them, and I've caught some that were right at 20 inches that weighed like 2.5.
Yeah.
And they were right. You couldn't get any longer. So, you know, a 3-pounder is solid. So, 9 pounds basically is pretty perfect on trout.
Yeah.
That's
8-pound red, it gives you 17 pounds, and a 3-pound flounder give you 20 pounds.
Yeah,
20 pounds would be strong.
Probably get it. It'd be strong.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
That'd probably do it. Especially in the lure division. You know, it might be better in the wet, in the bait division. I don't know. Maybe not because of the way the slots are, you know. It can't keep it so big anyway, but. I don't know. I got a regular trip tomorrow. I'm just doing lures today, and then I got a regular trip again tomorrow. And then I'm off, I think, Sunday.
Did you see those high school bass tournament weights?
Oh, man, I did. We've been talking about it. That's crazy. I mean, geez. 38 pounds and a 27 the day before or whatever it was.
Yeah, Kevin Cook sent me all that info, and I had to look at my phone again. I go,
yeah,
those weights right?
Yeah, if you didn't have over 20 each day, you didn't even get like in the top five.
No,
or eight.
You didn't even get a mention. They're 2 days stringer, 10 fish was 64.64.
Yeah,
that's a 6.5 pound average, 10 fish, man. That's nasty.
Yeah, for high schoolers.
For anybody.
I mean, that's nasty. For anybody. It's nasty, period. I'm
telling you, man.
I mean, I've seen very few 38-pound bags come in at any tournaments. Adults, it doesn't matter.
I'm telling you.
It's solid. I mean, I heard several different stories about what they were using. I don't know which one's actually true. Main thing I heard was that I think was true is they were throwing big spoons, like flutter spoons. And they were fishing, they were, you know, live scoping. They got on a big school level. With a live loop off of a, you know, some sort of point or something, and they just stayed with them.
Boy.
That's what I heard from, like, three different people, so I don't really know. I don't know. But that's big. I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's
strong. That's a lot. Yeah, that's real strong. But we're going to see how this thing goes today. Hope for the best. Need to get a lucky bite, maybe get a big red or big flounder or both.
Well, but I mean, you have to have all three, right?
I don't think you have to have all three trout.
I was fixing to say all three species.
Yes. I think you got to have your red, your flounder, and at least one trout.
Yeah.
I could be wrong on that.
That would bite if you had three really nice trout and a big red and couldn't catch that one flounder.
Oh, well, that's happened to me with that and with the red. Back in the day when the trio was just one of each, you know, and you could keep anything, there wasn't all the slots and all that. There was one year, I've done it both ways. One year we had like a 6.5 or 7 pound trout and had like an 8 pound red and no flounder. And then one year we had a 3.5, almost, or I think it was almost 4 pound flounder and like a right at 7 pound trout and never caught a red.
Never caught a red, I tell you. That's the way it works.
I've had both ways before.
When are y'all's Gads Cup? Aren't y'all's Gads Cup going to be coming up here pretty soon, the two of them?
September and October.
Oh, that's that late? Okay.
One's in September and one's in October.
I got you.
Yeah. Still got a little while on them.
I'm with you.
I don't remember which one's first or second, but I know one's like the middle of September and one's middle of October. Mm-hmm. Something like that. So, and we got this tournament and then, you know, the Oldman's tournament. That'll be the next big giant one. That I'm sure there's more coming, but I know the Oldman's coming up in about a month.
Who puts on this Texas Trio thing?
A bunch of boys from Bay City. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of them. There's Cliff Roberts, Shane Hahn, and Nathan Lubers.
Yeah.
Dirk, I'm trying to think of all the boys. There's like several of them. Most of them are just a bunch of good old boys from Bay City.
Right.
To put it on. It's like a cure. It started about cancer, you know, uh-huh. It's a benefit deal for cancer. And it's been one of our biggest money tournaments in Matagorda's had for a long time now.
Right.
I mean, depending on, used to it had a full Calcutta where you bid on your boat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, it got pretty big. You know, that one year we won it, we won like 40 grand.
Right.
So it can get big. But now they do it, it's a set fee deal. It's still big. It's just different.
Yeah, I like those Calcuttas, especially if you win and you bought your boat.
Yeah.
Make some big money like that. Cash money too, buddy.
Yeah. Yep. Until you win, and then the next year your boat goes for $4,000. That's what happened to me.
That's all right. Just win again.
Yeah, you got to win again. Yeah.
Keep driving it up, and then you'll get somebody to pay you not to win.
Yep. Yeah. We're going to give it a shot. Hopefully the wind doesn't get too crazy.
Yeah. It was up a little bit when I first went on air. I hadn't checked it in a few minutes. Let's see what we have again.
I mean, it's been yesterday wasn't up as bad, but the day before that, it started out cranking.
Well, it was up early yesterday morning, and it just kept coming down. When I went off air, it was down to about 6 miles an hour, and then the bay got glassy yesterday. First time I've seen that in a while.
Yeah. But then it was cranking again last night. I know at one point I looked and said it was blowing like 18.
I'm showing 15 out of the south there at the harbor.
That's blowing pretty good.
21 at the little jetties in Port O'Connor. And over this way, it's 18, 16, 21.
That's
they are calling for
solid,
it to, you know, gust up to 25 today. That's what they're calling for. But maybe
I don't know why.
Down,
I don't know why it just keeps blowing so hard every day.
I don't either. I've had enough.
Yeah, I've had enough.
Well, my June 6th prediction didn't pay off. It's actually blowing harder today than it did yesterday. So,
yeah. It's supposed to blow harder tomorrow, I think, than today.
It is, yeah. It's supposed to be gusty and higher wind gusts tomorrow. So, come on with it.
Please.
Save the fish.
Yeah.
But overall, you know, fishing over here has been really good this year.
I hear that. I hear people talking about it's been pretty good at Galveston.
You know, we're starting to catch, you know, a few oversized trout. I can't believe I even say that, oversized trout. That sounds so terrible.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be any such thing as an oversized trout. Bigger the better. But, you know, that's times we're living in right now. Maybe one day we'll be able to save, you know.
Yeah, I've heard y'all had good reports over there.
Yeah, numbers are good. It's still, you know, a lot of slot fish, which is fine. It makes people happy. All right, Tommy, we'll throw out your number. Somebody wants to come over and fish with you, buddy.
All right, man. Facebook's Tommy Alexander. Best way is the phone. If I don't answer, text me or leave a message. 979-709-8242.
All right. Get that trifecta today, buddy. See you, man.
We're going to try.
Later. All right, that's Tommy Alexander. Now let's go check in with Captain Brian Barrera, South Padre, but I don't think he's there this morning. Brian, what's up?
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Man, tell me about that paddlefish. I didn't even brag on it yet. I'll let you brag on it. That's a
I'm on a small mini vacation before my crazy season really starts, and we decided to come up here to Tulsa, Oklahoma to try to snag a paddlefish.
Right.
They're a big filter feeder type animal, kind of like a big whale shark. They look like with a
with a bill
with
on.
A big old long bill, and they're plankton feeders, you know, and they've been catching them and stuff here in Tulsa and Missouri for who knows how long. And these are giant fish too. You're talking 100 plus pound fish, and we got here a few days ago, and you know, we fished beforehand coming up. I'll talk to you about that a little bit, but this is pretty neat. So we came up here and decided to snag them. That's how they fish for them, because they don't eat regular stuff to where you can throw lure or anything.
What are you hooking, with a treble hook or what?
Yep, so the guys are casting out like a 6-ounce weight and a big treble hook, a barbless treble hook.
Wow.
And they just reel it in, and you get right on top of them and snag them. They're kind of using their GPS equipment to kind of find them, help you find them better, you know?
Right.
And it's pretty neat. And I mean, we must have hooked a dozen fish, literally hooked a dozen fish, and they were smallest one of the day was probably 45 pounds. The rest of them were 75 pounds and up. I think
that
the biggest one
you sent me a picture of, what'd you say it was, 130?
Yeah, it was like 128, wow. 129.
My gosh.
And and the record was like 140 or something like mm-hmm. that. So that was actually an absolute giant. Put a major whooping on me, blew my back out.
Uh-oh.
And then just holding these
fish. You're
too
young to have a blown out back, brother.
Hell no, I'm not. And, shoot, the hard part, holding this 125-pound fish up for a picture, you know, and then you can eat them and stuff like that, but I didn't really want to, you know, I didn't care to harvest anything while I'm on vacation. I don't like coming over here and killing everybody's cool fish, you know what I mean, unless I was really hungry or something. But so we just decided to release everything, but it was just an absolute blast. I mean, we caught a ton of fish, and it was really cool. We're staying at a casino up here, you know, so it turned out to be really good vacation. We're actually getting ready to walk out of the hotel here in a little bit and go back for day two and see how that goes.
Awesome.
It's pretty interesting, pretty cool fish, you know, and I did fish every day up until we came here too, you know, so I was doing my stuff out there on the flats. It was a good week building up to this trip.
Right.
We caught a lot of speckled trout. We were limited out on speckled trout, even though we were catching and releasing, you know, we were still catching, you know, our limits and a bunch more.
Good numbers, yeah.
I had my fiance's family in town, and we were driving, and I was hoping just to get us on a few fish. And also, I saw a bunch of birds working, pulled up on them, and usually my luck, you know, you pull up on birds, and what do you get? A gaff top. But
gaff tops or dinks.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, yeah. But this wasn't the case this time. I saw a bunch of fish blowing up. The seagulls were picking up maybe like 4 or 5 inch ribbon fish. It must have been huge. There was huge schools of ribbon fish everywhere, and they're in little pods. It was crazy. Little pods the size of a basketball.
Huh.
You know, and you'd see them, and they'd come right next to the boat looking for cover from all the fish that were eating them. Jack Revelle, skipjacks, and mainly big trout. Every trout, we hooked a trout on every cast, and all of them were like 18 to 22. We must have caught 60,
eating ribbon
70 fish.
How about that?
Eating ribbon fish, and the seagulls were there picking the ribbon fish out, so I'd drive and get us in front of them again and just okay. We were throwing popping corks and DOA shrimp, just waylaying right. 19 inches, you know, and it was just great. We didn't keep anything. We just let them all go, you know, but it was the best, like, big slot trout bite I've been on in a year or two. It was great.
Yeah, you know, we get them like that right by the causeway. Those big ribbon fish chasing the shrimp out on the channel, you know, the deep areas, and you have ribbon fish eating big white shrimp and bull reds eating ribbon fish. Pretty cool.
Yeah, this was the trout and the seagulls eating those ribbon fish. And the ribbon fish was crazy how, you know, 4 or 5 inches long, and they were literally taking cover, like, you know, like on the side of my boat.
Yeah.
It was very neat. We caught a bunch of fish doing that. That was cool. And then I snook fished also, and we were catching. We got some rain, so we got some really good snook bites on top water. I had one guy, an early morning sicko. His name is Mr. Luska.
Uh-huh.
And he came in, and he heard about me on the radio show, and he's a big listener and stuff like that. Very cool guy, and he actually got himself the old classic Ship Channel Slam I'm trying to get everybody.
Right.
So he caught early morning, caught a 32-inch snook on a top water. Awesome, you know. And then not 15 minutes later, he jumped a nice tarpon on the top water.
Wow.
But like a juvenile, about a 20-pounder.
Mm-hmm.
And then two casts later, he hooked another tarpon, about a, you know, 10-pounder on the top water. And surprisingly so, that one stayed on a little skitter walk and landed that thing. And so after that, I said, all right, well, we got to get you the mangrove snapper to complete the Ship Channel Slam, you know.
Right.
So we went out, and the trip was actually a mangrove snapper trip. That's what they booked. And so we were just trying to catch mangroves on top water and came across a snook and tarpon and couldn't resist but throwing at them. So we ended up going out and getting a couple of nice 4 to 5 pound mangrove snappers, throwing a live mullet after that, and just right. lost a couple of absolute giants, just giants. Because I mean, I had them bring their bait casters. That's the kind of stuff that they're throwing their like trout and redfish setups. And, but the day before had just been getting owned by some absolute giant fish. So I had to bring like big spinning rods around, you know, and, they're just bait caster people. So it was a little bit hard, getting used to the spinning rod action, you know, so we lost one or two really big ones. But once I got the hang of it, shoot, got him in the boat, got some big ones in, and everybody had a good time. Very cool right. guy.
Well, I'd rather have
the trash I've never had a
than the trash can slam.
yeah. I've never had an early morning sicko that wasn't a cool guy on my boat, so.
I know. We got the best, man. I'm telling you. All right, Brian. Well, hey, have fun on your little mini vacation. If somebody wants to call you about coming down and hooking up, tarpon season's right around the corner. How they reach you?
Yes, sir. I actually got two groups of two. I got a, you know, between 4 or 5 days that canceled on me between two groups for the upcoming June, July. So if all anybody right. wants to get out there, I've still got a couple of slots. Give me a call, area code 956-755-9413, or you can visit the website inshorefishingsouthpadre.com.
All right, buddy. Have fun up there. Get after it.
Thank you, sir.
Later, man. Thank you. All right. It's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there.
So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.